Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm. Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
Great God, you who sent your Son to be our Savior, we lift our voices and hearts to you with special fervor at this time of year, sensitive to the reality that it is because of your love for us that Jesus sacrificed himself rather than have us be condemned by our own sins and the sins that characterize us. An old 16th century hymn, sometimes heard on Maundy Thursday, cries, "Drop, drop, slow tears, and bathe those beauteous feet, which brought from heaven the news and Prince of Peace. Cease not, wet eyes, his mercies to entreat, to cry for vengeance, sin does never cease. In your deep floods drown all my faults and fears, nor let his eye see sin, but through my tears. Remove the cross from Christian theology, and the church has no cause for existence." Once at a church supper during the Lenten period, a visitor from another culture asked what we were celebrating on Good Friday. When this one praying told him, "Dear God, that we were remembering the death of our Lord," he was surprised that we would celebrate the death of the founder of our religion. But listen patiently as I explained to him that without Christ's death, there would be no Christian religion, that Good Friday was just the portal of our real celebration, that first Easter Sunday, and the joy that each and every Easter Sunday gives us. With tears aplenty, we thank you, dear God, for this priceless gift, and pray that all might realize that it is a gift for all. In his precious and holy name we pray. Amen.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes, well, the morning is bright and the Lamb is the light and the night. Oh,
Peace.
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
He set free.
are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell, was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring hope to you.
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec. You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
How does he know?
Oh, how do I know?
How does he know?
Oh, how do I know?
is how he knows.
Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
The Bible tells me.
Do good to your enemies, and the blessed Lord you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
The Bible tells me.
Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, He'll guide you all the way. Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
The Bible tells me.
So have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
That's how he knows it.
Do good to your enemies, and the blessed Lord you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
That's how he knows it.
Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, He'll guide you all the way. Oh, the Bible says have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know?
Oh, how does he know?
How do I know?
Oh, how does he know?
The Bible tells me so.
Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
My God, when I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and poor contempt and all my pride. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. These words by Isaac Watts, dear Lord, speak volumes of our devotion to you. Joyce Kilmer, the well-known poet, wrote, "Because the way was steep and long, and through a strange and lonely land, God placed upon my lips a song, and put a lantern in my hand." Your servant King David wrote, "Holy God, that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." When your son rose from the dead and left the tomb that first Easter morning, he proved, as he said to his disciples, that he was the light of the world. And each Easter, the message within each Christian church proves again that his life still shines and will so until he comes again in your time. As the parent feels, skip a beat, when first that newborn Todd looks up at them and smiles. It reminds me by one Friedrich Heinrich Jacobi, "As a countenance is made beautiful by the soul shining, so the world is beautiful by the shining through it of your Father. Help us, we pray, to let our love for you reveal that as seen in Christ our Lord. Amen."
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now, Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.